if you cut off the noise and you stay aware of your inner man, what happened yesterday, whether it's seeing objects, people's conversation, a fleeting thought, a thought that came to your mind, something you're working on, like today, yesterday, I watched a video about you can use a mouse with your cell phone. But if you're aware of your inner man and you're aware of your own thoughts, you'll notice the next day, actually, I went through and was cleaning up a mess, and I came across a wireless mouse at the house. And it's not just a mouse, it was many things. What you're thinking about, what you're watching, it reflects back the next day. Now, you can create a pattern and it'll keep reflecting back day after day after day after day, right? You can create patterns in the hologram. It's a hologram. Every day's a repeat. Every day's the same. You can create patterns. Not even joking. When you see this, when you break the paradigm that time is not linear, but time is a repeat and every day is the same, and you're in a reproduction process, reproduction copy machine process, what you're doing today, what you're thinking about today, will appear. It's going to appear. If you can get a hold of this, you'll see past time, and you'll actually get deeper insight to how this reality works. It's a quantum connection everywhere. What you gaze upon, what you think upon, what you meditate on, what you pray about, it will appear in some way, shape, or form. The saints have the power. And the witches and the warlocks, they know you have the power, but they mock you because you don't use the power. The saved people don't use the power. You can sow and reap. The Bible says you reap what you sow. My whole life, I didn't put the two together. Well, if you can reap what you can sow and reap. And it applies to your thoughts, your mind, everything. It applies to everything. What you think about, or what somebody throws in your face, and this is why they won't. Look, let me tell you something that happened. I pulled a muscle or something. I don't know where, but it was about a year ago, and my back was bothering me. And all of a sudden, these handicapped people started showing up, and I remembered some people posting about handicap a year before. I thought, no, this ain't going to be me. This ain't going to be me. So I went to the grocery store, got some apple juice. I drank 10 gallons a week because I was having some pain. I wanted to clean my system. I wanted to lose some weight. I wanted to stretch, exercise, and so forth. And then I said in my mind that that ain't going to happen to me by the grace of God. And then at work, they put more on us to where we had to do a lot more walking. And by doing more walking, I got healthier. You know, walking's really good for you. I said, this ain't going to happen. Your thoughts are important. Your thoughts are important. A good example today. Well, I can't talk about that right now. I'll talk about it next week. Or maybe 3 months. But I had made a decision. I'm going to figure this out, this situation that came up. And sure enough, I got it figured out within 24 hours. Something that came up. If you really want to change and get to some positive patterns, do something that you normally wouldn't do, or you procrastinated. Quit procrastinating and do it. And do it again, and do it again, and do it again. whether it's washing dishes, cleaning the toilet, cleaning your car, vacuum, washing your car, whatever, do it. And think about how you feel after. It's a sacrificial redemptive system. Washing your car, vacuum your car, whatever it is, do it. Yeah, but it's okay. It don't matter if there's some little bit of pain or stretching or if you don't feel like it, just do it. Don't let how you feel determine what you do. Set in your mind what you want to do and do it. Don't go by feelings. Go by what's right. Go by what you know needs to be done. Don't go by your feelings. Go by the truth. It's got to be done. And watch a change come on. Now, by changing your patterns and moving into your new pattern, there's going to be resistance because you've quantum connected with an old pattern and you're changing to your new pattern, and you've got to keep going with it. And Jesus said some of these things don't come out but by prayer and fasting. Even if you have to fast to get rid of that old pattern, whether it's depression, whether it's negativity, whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, whether it's condemnation, you got to pray and fast and create new patterns and just keep going. You just keep fighting, and eventually you a pattern that you sowed for 20 years from your childhood, you can break it, but you might have to sow that pattern for 3-5 years, but you can break it for real.